This is Dana Miller, senior reporter with Hotel News Now, and it is April, which means not only was it Masters time for golf fans out there, but it's also Earth Month. And of course, Earth Day is on April 22nd. So sustainability initiatives have, you know, not only become really important for guests, but also for hotel brands and hopefully for franchisees and owners. And I'm very excited to introduce today's podcast guest who can speak on the topic of sustainability and hospitality and how to really effectively introduce best practices. So please welcome Jean Garris-Hand, Hilton's Vice President of Global ESG. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dana.
So I have to say that I had sort of a renewed sense of awe and appreciation for our planet, really after witnessing the solar eclipse this month. I don't know if you were in the path of it at all. Did you get to see some of it?
I did. I was actually flying when the eclipse was happening.
No way.
As I flew south, there was some cloud cover. So I had my glasses on. I was ready to go. Yeah. But I caught a little bit of it, not as much as I had hoped, but it was definitely an exciting time.
Oh, that is so fun. I bet the whole plane was just like clapping and looking
definitely.
Out the windows. Did you get a window seat, hopefully?
I did. Yeah. With the cloud cover, it was a little harder to see, but everybody was prepared with glasses. So even just fun. That as a moment was pretty unifying.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. I'm in Cleveland, so we had the total, you know, path, and it was amazing. Yeah, it really was. But
that is incredible. Yeah, everybody's been talking about Cleveland and the unobstructed views.
Yes.
That's great.
Totally clear. Yeah. Well, I wanted to start off with something fun, really just kind of asking you how you're spending this Earth Month. Is there anything specific that you're kind of doing at home to support efforts, or really just anything fun that you can think of?
Sure. Well, it's certainly one of my favorite times of the year. And with my team at work, we just returned from New Orleans, where we were able to visit many of our properties. Mm-hmm. And we learned a lot about the food composting and food waste initiatives that are happening in our food and beverage restaurants and outlets. And we visited the Hilton New Orleans Riverside, which is doing some amazing oyster farm replenishment through the recycling of oysters. And at home, I'm the mom of two teenage boys who keep me very busy. And one of the things that we're doing is learning more about food composting at home. And so they've been really helpful as we've kicked off our project and been really surprised by how quickly some of our food scraps can turn into compost. So it's been fun and interesting for us.
Oh, I love how you're translating that from what you do with your team at Hilton and then at home with their family. I love that.
Thank you.
So obviously we hear so much about what hotels are doing sustainability wise. You know, we hear the elimination of single use plastics or maybe reducing the volume of linens washed by letting, certain guests opt out of housekeeping, things like that. But I want to really get nitty gritty, like beyond that, what does it truly mean to you to operate a hotel sustainably?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe I'll start with a little bit of background on travel with purpose. So in my role at Hilton, I lead our global travel with purpose program, which is Hilton's global strategy to drive responsible travel and tourism. And what that means is I have the pleasure of leading a global team of ESG professionals who are working every day with our over 465,000 team members. And what we do is we work to reduce our environmental impact across 7,500 properties around the world. We make sure that we have a positive role in the communities where we operate and that we're contributing to their growth in really a responsible manner. And we do all of these things under a strong governance structure with accountability and transparency in our reporting. Mm-hmm. And it's important to us to be data-driven, to be backed by science, and really use a data-driven approach. So when we think about, you know, what does it mean to operate a hotel more sustainably? everyone at Hilton across every different department, you know, from engineering to architecture to our food and beverage mm-hmm. teams to our sales teams, really the whole breadth of our operations are committed to reducing our impact and to really helping us achieve our 2030 goals. Our 2030 goals are aligned with the United Nations Sustainable Development Framework. Mm-hmm. And for us, operating a hotel sustainably is not just about one category or another. It's really the collective action of all of our team members that are supported by a culture that promotes positive environmental impact. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's you know, our engineering teams that are installing technology that minimizes energy and water use in unoccupied rooms or back of house areas, or the executive chef who wants to buy in bulk quantities to reduce plastic or to source locally and sustainably, and then donate that leftover food to charitable organizations and community partners, or the banquet team and some of our other food and beverage teams that are leveraging AI-informed technology to reduce food waste. Essentially, all of these different actions and the, you know, the sum of our parts add up to something really significant. Mm-hmm. And it's really all of those elements that are woven into the fabric of our culture. So essentially, we talk a lot about destination stewardship, being that mm-hmm. community partner that's driving that impact in a community. And really, that means that we're preserving, we're protecting, and we're improving the environment or the community that we're in. You know, whether it's a Curio Collection hotel in the Costa Rican rainforest or a Waldorf Astoria in Arizona or a Home Two Suites in Paris, Texas, really, wherever we are, you know, the sum of our parts is really the team effort that matters.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, all these different silos of the whole brand, like engineering, sales and marketing, F&B, all have a hand in it. So, I mean, how can teams really help inspire each other to actually support these initiatives and have it trickle down into every piece of the pie here?
Yeah, absolutely. Across Hilton, one thing that's very unique that really brings all of our teams together across all of our brands is the founding words of Conrad Hilton, who's the founder mm-hmm. of Hilton over 100 years ago. And really, this culture of action is based on what Conrad Hilton said over 100 years ago, which was that he challenged the team members of Hilton to think big, dream big, and to act big, mm-hmm. and to ensure that hospitality is a force for good, not just within our walls, but beyond the walls of our hotels and into the communities. Mm-hmm. So it was the founding vision, or it was the vision of our founding, of our founder, Conrad Hilton, to mm-hmm. really have that mindset that hospitality can bring people of all cultures together, can create those memories all around the world, and that all of us have that role and that responsibility in bringing that to life. Mm-hmm. And so from the start, those inspirational words from our founder are really woven into our culture. And we've been working to inspire and to support each other in these efforts, which is necessary because when it comes to, you know, climate change, we're all in this together. And when it comes to improving the environment, we're all vested in this collaboration because we want to protect the destinations where we operate so that travelers for generations to come can enjoy and, you know, really appreciate this earth and mm-hmm. create those wonderful responsibility experiences. So for example, whether it's an emissions-free property in Connecticut that I know you're familiar with,
yes,
which, you know, that has the power to really inspire hotels, you know, all around the world. Right. But whether that property is inspiring an owner in Texas to explore geothermal energy for their property, or mm-hmm. a Conrad in Thailand that operates a self sustaining farm, that can inspire a Hilton hotel in California. So really, right. all of these different best practices and inspirational examples build upon each other and really help to create that, you know, that inspiration and, you know, that additive effect.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the Connecticut property that Jean mentioning here is the Hotel Marcel, and that's, you know, zero emissions. And something really interesting that the GM told me was that, you know, they get calls from people all over that are, you know, like, how do you do this? Like, what, how do you source this? How, what vendors do you use? How is this done? And they're somewhat, you know, the model hotel for this. And it's really cool to see how one property of an owner or, you know, brand, whatever, took the risk to do these things. You know, they didn't know how it was going to turn out. It was just like, let's do it, see what happens. And then it turned into a success and a model for others. And it's just, absolutely. It's really cool to see that.
Yeah, I would say that's one of the things that for me personally is so inspiring mm-hmm. is to experience, you know, to collaborate with our owners, to collaborate with our team members, and yeah. so many that have this passion and have this mm-hmm. interest and really bring it to life.
Right. So when we do talk about owners here, I mean, realistically, the brands set these standards for owners, but how can brands really like up that opt-in level of these practices that are suggested to owners? Like, just kind of off the riff here, like, what needs to be done for owners to see the value of implementing these practices, do you feel like? I mean, Hotel Marcel is one example, but how can we get more owners like that on board?
Yeah, well, certainly I would say that what you experienced at Hotel Marcel is one example, Dana,
right.
where the owner of Hotel Marcel took his passion and mm-hmm. brought an all-electric, fossil fuel-free hotel to life and is now right. getting these calls mm-hmm. and getting this interest, you know, that mm-hmm. this isn't something that's 50 years or 100 years down the road. It's something that yeah. is possible to do today. And to by taking some risks, you know, it ended up being a win-win scenario that mm-hmm. is cost neutral. And there were, you know, government benefits, mm-hmm. Utility incentives that funded all of those enhancements, and that it's yeah. been a win-win for the guest experience as well. Some of the things that we've done is we have a lot of different owners and you know, many in our franchise community mm-hmm. have environmental and social impact goals, you know, as a company themselves, mm-hmm. or have aspirations and a vision as well. So we certainly get a lot of requests for guidance materials and support. And our team works very closely with the architecture, design, and construction team to provide sustainable design resources, whether it's a conversion mm-hmm. or a new build or a renovation. And right. so we really work hard to ensure that we have a great answer that does continue to bring those win-wins, yeah. but also provide a very specific answer to that interest and to the mm-hmm. inspiration that they may be, you know, right. some of the inspirational ideas that they may capture.
Right. I think it is really good to have that example, like you said, of like a cost neutral situation, because some owners might look at these standards and be like, I don't want to spend the money on this. I can't, or I just am not going to invest in that and put it elsewhere. So like you said, having the right answer in the teams to kind of advocate for it and be like, well, it's maybe not as much more expensive to do it this way than it is the other way. So maybe consider it, that kind of thing. So I'd love to kind of hear, you know, any lessons that your team has learned around Hilton's projects that, you know, reduce carbon and water and other waste, and, you know, any some teachings that you've learned from this.
Absolutely. I think we've touched on it a little bit, but I think it warrants a little bit of emphasis. But yeah. I would say the biggest lesson learned is that finding those win-win-wins that, mm-hmm. You know, transcend any types of efforts, because if mm-hmm. it's a win for business and it's a win for the guest experience, and it's a win for the community, it certainly helps to accelerate adoption. Mm-hmm. And so at Hilton, all of our efforts that we do enhance or at least maintain, but certainly enhance the guest experience. The guest experience is never sacrificed by any of our initiatives. And we're always looking for ways to support our ownership community in mm-hmm. finding these sustainable solutions that will deliver, you know, on every front, including from a cost neutral perspective.
Right.
And we found that, you know, the most effective solutions pretty much check three boxes. One is that they're a win for the environment. Mm-hmm. Two is that they're a smart financial investment for our owners. And three, that they're an improvement for the guest experience, basically that the guest experience is always considered. And mm-hmm. The implementation of bulk amenities is one, you know, very straightforward, great example of this where it reduces plastic. So rather than having the tiny little shampoo bottles where, you know, for somebody with longer hair, when you're squeezing mm-hmm. out that conditioner, yeah. it gets kind of hard. And it also wastes a lot of, you know, the miniature bottles. So having the mm-hmm. pumps just from a core guest experience is a much, you know, more efficient and enjoyable showering experience than the tiny little bottles. And they're more cost effective just in terms of, you know, the efficiency of carrying all of these extra mini bottles on a cart and replenishing mm-hmm. them and all of that. Another example that may seem a little trivial, but it's actually the number one most frequently asked maintenance ticket item.
Oh.
Is the change out of light bulbs. So by changing over to LED light bulbs, this is another win-win-win for owners because they're more efficient, they use less energy, they are more cost effective in the long run because the mm-hmm. they last longer. And that means that, you know, from a guest experience perspective, when you open right. your hotel room door and you're walking down the hall and there's a ladder there because there's light bulb changeouts going on, it has to happen at some time. It's better during the day than the evening, but it has yeah. to happen. Mm-hmm. If it's happening 7 times or 5 times less frequently because the bulbs last that much longer, it's just mm-hmm. a nice win-win-win. And there are also a lot of utility incentives available that we help our owners to capture to accelerate the return on investment. And we provide turnkey providers that provide consistent and fast execution for our owners. Mm-hmm. So we really try to take these opportunities, provide solutions that we can scale mm-hmm. and really empower our owners to take advantage of.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'd love to kind of hear any advice that you would give to hoteliers who maybe just now are starting on a journey of really like seriously implementing sustainability initiatives. You know, it's not too late, right? Is that good news that it's not too late to start now?
Oh, it's never too late.
Okay.
It's never too late. And everybody is in a different place in their journey. So Yep. Absolutely.
Good. Yes. Let's hear some advice that you would give.
Sure. Well, it all starts with data. And so I would say my overall advice is that it's really hard to manage what mm-hmm. you are unable to measure. So really having that measurement piece with a baseline from mm-hmm. which to measure is a critical first step. So for that first step and building an impactful and effective ESG strategy is really having a clear understanding and measurable and attainable goals once mm-hmm. that baseline is set, as well as having, you know, a robust data governance structure once that baseline is set and those goals are set, mm-hmm. That enables ongoing tracking and measurement. And that can be done through many reputable partners where they can pay themselves back very, very quickly. So much of what gives an ESG program credibility is having robust data to back up any claim, to back up mm-hmm. any success, to back up any case study. And so really, really having that data piece is really essential. For us at Hilton, we back up our data tracking through an award-winning technology in our proprietary sustainability management mm-hmm. platform called LightStay. And mm-hmm. that's a platform where all of our properties all around the world are required to use LightStay to measure and to manage their environmental and social impact. So essentially, every month, all of our hotels report in their energy, their water, their waste, and as they engage in communities and donate to charities, there's the ability to track and manage volunteerism and donations as well. So all of that data enables us to report out on our environmental and social impact in our annual Travel with Purpose report. And since 2009, all of that tracking and visibility and the capability to share best practices, which our tool allows, has all in all enabled us to save over $1 billion in utility costs just through the collective action of our team members all around the world, tracking, managing, measuring. It's kind of like, you know, if you decide to go on a diet and you eat healthier and you're exercising, but you don't know if you're, you know, moving the dial on the scale, just getting back on the scale and checking progress is, you know, that data piece that gives you more information and gives you encouragement to keep going and allows you to set goals and celebrate progress.
Good. So data, setting that baseline. Yes.
That's right.
Well, this leads us to the end of this conversation, but I just wanted to hear, you know, anything else that's in the works that you're excited about, what's next with your program and your team, anything else you want to share?
Sure. Well, it's important to realize and just recognize that the demand for this is not only coming from our guests and from our customers, but really from our team members and from across the business. The growing demand for sustainable travel experiences is really something palatable, and it's become unmistakable for us, with travelers really increasingly seeking brands that contribute really positively to the environment. And in 2024, while the allure of traveling destinations and local cultures remains a top reason for travel, at Hilton, we published a trends report that highlighted a lot of what our travelers are seeking. And what we found was really intriguing and quite interesting, but 2/3 of travelers found the topic of environmental change pretty overwhelming as they were planning their vacations. And so we're really working hard to give our guests those opportunities for, you know, that cultural connection and sustainable experiences and really just opportunities to travel more sustainably. So whether it's finding EV charging stations on our website or using digital key rather than a plastic key card, which to date has diverted over 183 tons of plastic from landfill, believe it or not, just everybody working together to use the digital key. Or through the elimination of single-use plastics, really together over 7,000 properties globally and with over 465,000 team members, the impact can just be really meaningful. Those individual small decisions, you know, all together can make such a big impact. So this Earth Day, Dana, I wish you a wonderful Earth Day, with Earth Day coming up on Monday. Yes. And just really thank you for this opportunity. It's really a pleasure to connect with you.
Thank you, Jean. I learned so much, and I can't wait for our listeners to have some wonderful takeaways to bring back to their homes and companies as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Me too. Thank you so much.
Hi, Hi, I'm Devon Reed.
I'm Omari Head.
And I'm Chris Henry.
We're the hosts of the Next Gen in Lodging podcast on the Hotel News Now podcast network. It's a monthly show in which we interview a new generation of hoteliers to get their insights into a variety of disciplines and topics, from finance to food and beverage and hotel operations. Listen to us on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of the Hotel News Now podcast network was recorded on April 16, 2024 by Dana Miller and edited by Trevor Simpson. Stay tuned to HNN for the latest industry news.